USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Madam Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, the First Lady of the United States.
President Trump delivering his State of the Union speech on Capitol Hill, the president discussing national security, immigration reform, and finishing building the border wall.
And my fellow Americans, we meet tonight at a moment of unlimited potential. As we begin a new Congress, I stand here ready to work with you to achieve historic breakthroughs for all Americans. Millions of our fellow citizens are watching us now gathered in this great chamber, hoping that we will govern not as two parties, but as one nation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Continuing now with our State of the Union coverage, one of the people President Trump inviting to attend the address on Capitol Hill, a boy bullied over his last name, Joshua Trump, harassed by classmates at his school in Delaware, his parents telling local TV stations their son cursed at, in addition to being called an idiot and stupid. Now also invited to the State of the Union, a 9-year-old girl who has survived brain cancer, and relatives of a couple killed in their Reno, Nevada home by an illegal alien. The president also inviting a Holocaust survivor who survives the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue, where 11 people shot and killed while praying, a Pittsburgh police officer and SWAT team member who was shot multiple times while responding to the deadly October 2018 massacre, also invited to the State of the Union. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 172 points, the NASDAQ up 54, and the S&P 500 up almost 13. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We are hearing from the NFL's Tom Brady after his big win in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Fresh off his record-breaking 6th Super Bowl victory, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady sits down with ABC's Good Morning America to discuss football and his life and how he's trying to put into words winning on Sunday.
You know, for me, I don't know what to think. You know, other than I'm just blessed and I know that I'll be given back for the rest of my life, you know. I know how hard it is to play in the NFL, you know, and I have so much respect for the players. The way the Rams played, I mean, they played so good on defense and so proud of our guys for fighting. Just glad to come away with a Super Bowl win.
Brady also says he's not the biggest fan of compliments.
I guess I take compliments worse than I take. I wish you would say you're trash, you're too old, you're too slow, you can't get it done no more. And I would say, thank you very much.
You're driven by criticism more than you're driven by success.
Yeah, absolutely.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Retailers expecting a banner year. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The National Retail Federation is the nation's largest retail trade group, and it's forecasting retail sales could grow between 3.8% and 4.4% to more than $3.8 trillion this year. As it says, shoppers remain in a mood to spend in a strong economy. Still, the Federation does acknowledge an ongoing trade war and a volatile stock market could threaten that growth.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.